بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم My respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us in this verse to adopt taqwa. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah. First of all, Allah is addressing the believers. Allah is addressing you and I. And this verse we hear generally in the nikah khutbah where three verses of taqwa are recited. This is one of the verses of those three verses that are recited. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about inculcating in ourselves taqwa, which means to do all those things that Allah has commanded us to do and refrain from all those things that Allah has prohibited us from. So, ittaqullah. Then Allah said, وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا and speak that which is correct, that which is right. Sadida means something which is straight, something which is truth. So Allah is saying, speak the truth. Speak that which is justice, adlan, sitqan, sawaban, that which is correct and accurate. When a person shoots an arrow, he hits the target. So something which is accurate, which is perfect. There is no crookedness in your speech. You are absolutely true in what you are saying. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to do in this verse. Ulama and mufassireen and mashayikh have mentioned this verse is a prescription, a very easy prescription for us to gain maqbooliyat of our a'mal in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all want our a'mal to be accepted by Allah. We all want islah of our lives. We all are seeking reformation, islah of our lives, islah of our a'mal. When a person adopts these two things, taqwa, and he speaks the truth, he protects his tongue. He does not speak that which is futile, nonsensical, immoral, indecent. He's very watchful, he's very mindful. Like in the hadith of Rasulullah, two things, two separate things have been mentioned. The one which we normally, and so famous, we all know this, that there is a piece of flesh in the body which is the heart. If this piece of flesh is correct, the entire body will become correct, meaning your a'mal of the eyes, the ears, the limbs, everything will become correct. But if this piece of flesh is rotten, it is decayed, it is incorrect, all the a'mal will also become incorrect. So that is one hadith. That is why you see, dil is the badshah of the body. The heart is the king of the body. The heart has to become correct. And the heart is the reservoir, or the heart is the source of taqwa. Rasulullah mentioned, At-taqwa hahuna. Wa ashara ila sadrihi thalatha marrat. Rasulullah showed, pointed towards his heart, he says, At-taqwa hahuna. Taqwa is here. Taqwa is here. Taqwa is here. This is the place of taqwa. So the heart has to become pure and clean. Then our a'mal will become clean. And the other hadith mentions about every single morning, every limb of man begs and they plead to the tongue. They humble themselves and they beg and they plead. They implore the tongue, that, oh tongue, if you are straight, we will be straight. If you are crooked, we will also become crooked. So two things have been mentioned. One is the heart in this, the first hadith, and the importance of control of the tongue in the second hadith. And this is the meaning of this verse, that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak that which is truth, truthful, sidqan, sawaban, which is correct, adlan, which is just. Don't be biased in your speech. Speak that which is haqq. What will be the result of this? Yuslih lakum a'malakum. Allah will set right your a'mal. Allah will put your a'mal correct. Allah will reform your a'mal. Mufassirin say, Allah will give you tawfiq, yuwaffiqukum bil a'mali saliha. Allah Ta'ala will give you the tawfiq of a'mali saliha, of doing righteous deeds. Mufassirin write, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your a'mal pure. So you'll get the chance of doing good deeds, and Allah will make sure that your deeds are pure. And Allah will accept your good deeds. So yuslih lakum a'malakum. Allah will reform, Allah will set right your a'mal. And وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. All your past sins Allah will forgive. And Allah will inspire you in the future to do that which is right. Because Allah is making islah of your a'mal. And why is this? Because you have adopted taqwa and you are controlling your tongue. So adopting taqwa and control of the tongue, what is the result? Allah will reform and put right your a'mal, and Allah will forgive your sins. Then the ayat says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Whoever obeys Allah and His Rasul, then he has attained a great success. So if a person wants maqbooliyat of his a'mal, acceptance of his a'mal, and if he wants success in the hereafter, he wants Jannah, this is a simple prescription that all our mashayikh have mentioned in this particular verse. There's a solution, there's a prescription, that adopt taqwa and control the tongue. Inshallah, if we try and do this, then we will find that our a'mal will become right. Otherwise, every person, or many of us, at times we find that we become lazy. There are two impediments, obstructions, that prevent a person from doing good deeds. Number one is when a person does not have iman. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given us iman. Or the person's iman is very low. Second thing is that shaitan makes us feel very lazy and lethargic. So he'll give you the thought and insinuation, he will cast the whispering in your heart. Listen, you still have much time. You can always catch up later. Isn't Allah Ghafur Rahim? Allah will forgive your sins. You're still a youngster. When you grow old, then you can change your life. Now enjoy yourself. You're not married. You don't have any responsibility. So do as you please. This is the waswasa of shaitan. So this is something that we all have to overcome. Shaitan makes us feel lethargic and lazy. And especially after we achieve some spirituality in our lives, or we do some achievement as far as deen is concerned. For example, month of Ramadan, we keep roza. Person set for i'tikaf. So spiritually you have gained some position, some height. After the month of Ramadan, shaitan brings this thought into you. Then listen, you worked so hard. Don't you deserve a break? Shouldn't you take some rest? It's not Ramadan now. It's not i'tikaf now. You can't take it easy. Come on, Shariat is not so hard upon you. So all these type of thoughts will come. Now you reach such a spiritual high, and what's going to happen? Slowly you'll become lazy, lethargic, you will procrastinate. You won't have that fervor and that zeal and enthusiasm in doing the a'mal, and slowly you will slacken, 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 slacken. You were so pardoned in the month of Ramadan, and suddenly everything just fizzling out. A person goes for Hajj. He undergoes that very difficult and arduous journey. He spends so much of money. In Hajj, there's badani and mali. It's a badani and mali ibadat. Fuqaha have stated, you are spending money also for this ibadat. And also physically you undergoing, you give for Mina, Muzdalifah, Arafat, and all this Makkah, Medina. You are toiling. So there is a physical ibadat that you are experiencing. In the plains of Arafat, the Haji made so much of dua, toba, istighfar, safa, marwa, tawaf, he made dua. He cried, he made sincere toba, may Allah accept the Hajj of all the Hujjaj. Now comes the test. Now what will happen? Shaitan will start slowly. Then mashallah, you went so far and you must be tired also, so now you can take some break. So in the taking a break, what does the Haji do? He says to himself, yes, I'm so hard and so much of safar we made, and so your namaz also suddenly becomes qaza. Whereas during the days of Hajj, you reach such a spiritual high, the taluk and bond you create with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that must not be wasted and destroyed now. Now the Haji has to work even more harder, but Allah's help is there. Why? اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا, especially in Hajj, فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج. A person control his tongue. These are the three words that are mentioned in the Quran. Rafath is generally those talks that husband and wife will talk. You don't talk to that to others. It's a private talk which a husband and wife talk in the bedroom. That words of love, etc. In Hajj, you cannot talk all those type of talks. Immoral, indecent, lewd talks. You don't talk all those things. La rafath, wala fusuq, any fisq, any sinful things. Wala jidal, you're not arguing, you're not screaming, you're not shouting. You're not fighting with people. You exercise complete control of your tongue. Now you became a haji sahab. So now, if you had iman, if you had taqwa, and you did waqulu qawlan sadida, now Allah is going to reform your amal. Allah is making tazkiyah of your amal, tazkiyah of your heart. What is important now is to continue, persevere. A person becomes hafiz of the Quran, mashallah, he learned the whole Quran by heart. Shaitan will tell him, now, you made such a great effort. For that time you were struggling and learning and you went madrasa whole day and so much of effort you made. And so now take it a bit easy. When that hafiz up will take it easy, what will happen? Slowly, slowly he'll forget his door. Door will become kamzor. And his amal also will change. Therefore, in anything, when we reach some spiritual high or some achievement we have done, some ibadat we have accomplished, now it is important to continue. And how do we continue? Again, ittaqullah. The word taqwa comes in the Quran so many times. وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. And specifically in this verse, control our tongues. Allah will make islah of our amal. Allah will purify our deeds. Allah will give us tawfiq of doing righteous deeds. And Allah will accept those deeds. And if a person obeys Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what is the secret of his success? Ita'at of Allah, ita'at of Rasul. Allah will give you kamiyabi in this world, but the greatest success is the success in the hereafter. May Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq and all of us tawfiq of making amal on this simple prescription. As Thani rahmatullah has mentioned the whole bayan on this, and mashayikh have explained the importance of ittaqullah, fearing Allah, having taqwa, and also waqulu qawlan sadida. If we try, if we make an effort, then let me see tomorrow, it is the day of Jumu'ah, let me control my tongue for one day. Let me see, because sometimes we see it is so difficult, so difficult. If we look at ourselves, our hands, after doing a lot of work, hands become tired. Legs, we walk so much, hey, I'm very tired, my legs can't carry me anymore. Person is working the whole day at work, or the business, or the lady at home in the kitchen. But one thing never gets tired, that is the tongue. Whole day, they are working in the kitchen, mashallah. Or us, we are working with the madrasa or wherever. Whole day, but the tongue never gets tired. Person can babble and babble and carry on. That is why even after Isha also, the person is on the phone for 1 hour, carrying on so much. So this zuban that we have, we have to control it. So we can make excuses. It's so hard, so difficult. But if you make an effort, inshallah, let me see. Let me not make ghibah. Start with one thing. Let me not speak lies. Then you see how you will enjoy, how we will enjoy ourselves. Not making ghibah. Every chance was given. But we think of this. وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. I'm not going to make ghibah. Yes, of course, if there's a person's right involved, and there's some problem, and you have to explain to some person, and if you demand, you have to get back your right, that's a different course of allowing you to speak about those things. We're talking about general, making ghibat for no reason. You have every chance to speak the right, the correct, and speak the truth. Why should you speak a lie? So if you control your tongue, start with the first thing, ghibat. I'm not going to make any ghibat. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to swear. I'm not going to use indecent, vulgar language. I'm going to use very good akhlaq, a good speech. And this is the quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He never spoke indecently. He only spoke that which was decent, in which there was truth, which there was nur, there was light. Inshallah, if you make an effort, otherwise everything we see is very hard, very hard. This is very hard. Somebody, Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi, he
He never used to fast. He was in Kanpur. Hazrat Thani Rahman went to him, please, by Roza, important, Farz, etc. Spoke to him. He said, Hazrat, I can't. It's very hard. Fasting, very mushkil for me. It's very difficult. I can't do it. I just can't do it. Hazrat Rahmatullah told him, okay, just do me one favor. Okay, just keep one fast, only one fast. When he kept that Roza, then he realized how easy it is to fast. Shaitan made up his mind for him. Fasting, very difficult for him. The moment he tried it, he found some happiness, some pleasure. Then Allah Ta'ala made it so easy for him. So anything outwardly seems so difficult to control our gaze, for example. But the moment a person tries controlling his gaze, then it becomes an adat, and then it becomes part and parcel of his life, and he enjoys controlling his gaze. So our lesson today, inshallah, myself first and all of us, we have to try to adopt taqwa, and control our tongues. قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Speak that which is upright, honest, insaf, justice, adal, sidq, the truth. Inshallah, we will find there will be islah in our a'mal, and we will get that maqbooliyat of our a'mal. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Yusayyid Durus Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله يا الله ماري قناوكم عافر ما ماري خطاوكم عافر ما يا الله هم كمزوري هم مجرمه يا الله يا الله forgive us every single sin we committed Ya Allah, major sins we committed in our life, minor sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every single sin that we have committed, my Allah, our hearts have become blackened with the black spots, my Allah. Ya Allah, wash and purify and cleanse our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, make islah of our amal for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of adopting true taqwa, my Allah. Help us to be truthful in our speech and control our tongues, my Allah. Help us to control our gazes, Ya Allah. Help us to control our limbs, my Allah. Help us to control our thoughts, my Allah.
Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, give us istiqamat and taqwa, give us sihat, my Allah. Give us good health, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are ill, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are not well, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are in hospitals or at home, my Allah. Grant each one of them complete shifa, my Allah. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Ya Allah, almost every single day we are seeing, Ya Allah, the last few months, almost every single day they are janazas, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have passed on, especially the ulama-i kiram, grant them, Ya Allah, highest of stages, my Allah. Grant them the maghfirat, my Allah. Grant their family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mawt in Madinah Sharif, baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Allah grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kothur water from his mubarak hands. Make us enter jannat without any reckoning. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of dajjal. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our rozi come to us with ease, my Allah. Make us use it in the correct way, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who requested du'as, answer all the jais du'as, my Allah. And our brothers who are listening, our sisters who are listening, Ya Allah, you are well aware of all our hajat, my Allah. We've got so many difficulties. Remove our difficulties. We have so many needs, my Allah. We cannot place our needs in front of any person, because there's no person who can fulfill our needs and answer our du'a but you, my Allah. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Remove our difficulties, fulfill all our hajat and needs, Ya Allah. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua qabool farma. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna ya Mawlana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.